This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, we are saved and we have received everlasting life, passed from death unto life, and we continue to live by faith. For our spiritual life, faith is the lifeline. We read in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We need to go to God. Without God, we cannot live in this world. When we go to Him, we believe Him and we believe that He is there, existing and available for us. He rewards all those who seek Him sincerely. We read about Abel in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, the first person to be named in the list of heroes of faith. Abel knew God. He had relationship with God by faith. So he was accepted and his offering was also accepted by God. We read in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 5 that God respected Abel and his offering. Cain, a person without faith, God had no respect for Cain and his offering. Faith in Abel's life made the difference. In Genesis chapter 5 verse 22 and 24, we read that Enoch walked with God. That is, Enoch lived with God by faith. He lived every day with the invisible God by faith, conscious of His presence, and God was his partner in his life. By faith, he had this relationship. This made a change and difference in his life. His life was pleasing to God, and God testified about his life lived by faith in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5. So Abel was killed, or he died in faith. Enoch did not die, but he was translated in faith. We read that Jesus appreciated all those who had faith and responded to them. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 8 and verse 10, Jesus marveled at the faith of the centurion and said to all those who followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. He was very pleased by his faith. For the healing of the servant, this man in authority humbled himself and said, he is not worthy for Jesus to come to his house. He just wanted a word from him. He had such a faith in Jesus and his word. His son was healed in the very same hour. This is what Jesus appreciates, faith in him and his word. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15 and verse 28, Jesus told the Canaanite woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. She cried for her daughter who was troubled by the evil spirit. Though the disciples turned her away, she humbled herself, comparing herself to the dog which looked for the crumbs falling from the master's table. She worshipped Jesus and said, Lord, help me. With faith in Jesus, her daughter was healed. Believe in Jesus and His word. He'll be pleased with you and He will definitely help you. Our unbelief displeases Jesus. As we read in Mark's Gospel chapter 4 and verse 40, Jesus told the disciples who feared, complained and cried for help when the boat was in the storm, how is that ye have no faith? In that situation, disciples felt the storm is overpowering them. Jesus was no doubt displeased with them. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 17 and verse 17, Jesus, displeased, said to the unbelieving people, he said, unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you, rebuking their unbelief? We knew Jesus and his word so much and so long, but we don't believe him many times. He wants to be with us and we should, by faith, please him in all situations so that we can experience his power. We read in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38, if we go back from God without seeking Him by faith, then He is not pleased with us at all. God takes us through difficult, painful, adverse situations, but He is there with us, working in us His heavenly plan and purposes. It pleases Him to take us through those situations. If we question God, murmur against God, doubt Him in unbelief, that displeases Him. children of Israel did exactly that. Because of their unbelief, they lost the blessings which God had promised to them. Let us lean on Him, clinging to Him in the troubled situations by faith. As we read in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 and 23, let us draw near with true heart in full assurance of faith. Let us hold fast the profession of faith without wavering. He is faithful that promised. He will never falter and His words will never fail. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord bless this word.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.